Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. ADHD Explained: Your Toolkit to Understanding and Thriving is a short, accessible nonfiction guide by psychiatrist and ADHD specialist Edward M. Hallowell, written for readers who are newly diagnosed with ADHD, as well as for family members, friends, and colleagues who want a clearer understanding of the condition. The book presents ADHD in a practical and non-stigmatizing way, rather than treating ADHD only as a deficit. Hallowell explains it as a distinct neurodevelopmental profile that can create real difficulties while also shaping unusual strengths and ways of thinking. The book is organized as a series of brief lessons, making it easy to read in small sections and suited to readers who may prefer a fast-paced format. Its purpose is both educational and practical to answer common questions, challenge myths, and offer strategies that help readers manage challenges and build on advantages in everyday life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a compact lesson-based format designed for quick ADHD-friendly reading. One of the book's defining features is its structure. Hallowell presents the material in 100 short lessons rather than in a long, continuous argument. That choice is important because it matches the attention patterns of the audience the book is trying to serve. Readers with ADHD often benefit from information that is segmented, easy to revisit, and low in cognitive friction. The format also makes the book useful as a reference tool rather than only as a cover-to-cover read. A reader can open it at any section, absorb one idea, and return later without losing the thread. This design reflects a practical understanding of how ADHD affects reading and concentration. Instead of demanding sustained focus before any payoff appears, the book delivers immediate clarity in small doses. That makes the content more usable in real life, especially for people who want concrete guidance without committing to a dense clinical text. Secondly, explaining ADHD as a neurodevelopmental difference, not only a disorder, the book repeatedly frames ADHD as a way of understanding brain function, thinking, and behavior rather than as a simple label for dysfunction. This is a central analytical move because it changes the entire tone of the discussion. If ADHD is viewed only through deficits, then the focus stays on failure, disorder, and limitation. Hallowell instead presents it as a neurological condition with real costs, but also with characteristic patterns of energy, creativity, intensity, and unconventional perception. That does not mean the book denies impairment. It acknowledges that ADHD can disrupt organization, follow through, time management, and relationships. However, it resists reducing the person to those problems. This broader framing matters because it allows readers to understand why the same traits that create trouble in one setting may be useful in another. The result is a more balanced model. ADHD is treated as a real condition that deserves support, while the person with ADHD is not defined only by diagnosis or difficulty. Thirdly, myth-busting and plain language science for newly diagnosed readers. A major function of the book is to answer common questions and correct misconceptions. ADHD is widely misunderstood, so a newly diagnosed reader often arrives with confusion, shame, or conflicting advice. Hallowell uses brief explanations and simple science to address this problem directly. The book does not aim to overwhelm readers with technical detail. Instead, it translates current knowledge into plain language that makes the diagnosis easier to grasp. This matters because misinformation around ADHD can shape how people interpret themselves and how others respond to them. By discussing what ADHD is, how it tends to show up, and what it does not mean, the book helps reduce the emotional burden that often accompanies diagnosis. The myth-busting approach also has a social effect. It gives readers language to explain ADHD to others in a more accurate and less defensive way. In that sense, the book serves not only as education, but also as a tool for better communication and self-advocacy. Fourthly, strength-based thinking and the idea of ADHD advantages. Hallowell does not stop at explaining the difficulties associated with ADHD. He also asks whether ADHD can confer what he calls cerebral superpowers, a phrase that points to the strengths often associated with the condition. This includes the possibility of high creativity, unusual associative thinking, energy, spontaneity, and rapid engagement with ideas that matter. The book's value lies in how it handles this subject carefully. It does not claim that ADHD is easy or that strengths erase disability. Instead, it suggests that the same cognitive style that creates inconsistency or distraction can, under the right conditions, support originality and insight. That perspective is useful because many ADHD discussions focus exclusively on compensation and correction. Hallowell's approach encourages readers to identify where their attention style may be a liability and where it may be an asset. This strength-based framing can improve self-understanding and reduce internalized shame, while also helping families, schools, and workplaces think more flexibly about support and fit rather than simply restriction. Lastly, practical coping tools, medication, life hacks, and everyday support strategies. The book is not just conceptual, it is explicitly practical. Hallowell discusses strategies and medication as ways to reduce the burdens of ADHD and increase the likelihood of functioning well in daily life. The emphasis is on usable support, not on abstract theory, that includes simple life hacks, habits, and environmental adjustments that can make routines more manageable. The book's practical value comes from its realism. ADHD does not disappear through insight alone, so readers need tools that fit how their brains work. Medication is treated as one possible part of that toolkit, not as the whole answer. This balanced approach matters because it avoids two extremes, one that treats medication as a cure-all, and another that treats it with suspicion or oversimplification. By placing medical and behavioral strategies side by side, the book shows that thriving with ADHD often depends on combining knowledge, self-awareness, and concrete supports. It is this applied orientation that makes the guide especially useful for daily life, rather than purely informational reading. In conclusion, ADHD Explained: Your Toolkit to Understanding and Thriving is best suited to readers who want a clear, current, and non-judgmental introduction to ADHD without wading through a heavy clinical textbook. It is especially helpful for adults newly diagnosed with ADHD, but it also has value for parents, partners, teachers, coworkers, and anyone who wants to understand the diagnosis more accurately. Its practical benefit lies in how it combines explanation with application. Readers learn what ADHD is, why common myths are misleading, how strengths and struggles can coexist, and what kinds of supports may help in everyday life. What distinguishes this book from many others in the ADHD category is its format and tone. The short lesson structure makes it approachable, while Hallowell's combination of professional expertise and lived experience gives it credibility and warmth without losing clarity. Compared with more technical or heavily symptom-focused books, it offers a faster path to understanding and a more balanced view of what thriving with ADHD can look like. It is not a comprehensive clinical manual, but it is an effective guide for making sense of ADHD in real-world terms. If you would like to support Edward Hallowell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.